written on the board, "Claim the Promise." Brother Ed laid the foundation for the message the Lord had put on my heart. Appreciate the covenant that God has made with His people tonight. I feel as Paul did when he said, "I come knowing nothing save Jesus Christ and Him crucified tonight." I have found that Jesus Christ is the answer to the problems that the world has today. We can look to a lot of sources of temporary help. We can look for temporary solutions to the struggles that all of us face in this life. But I am very thankful to report to you tonight that there is still one that is able to minister to each and every one of us individually right where we are. We're not going to find the answer to the problems of life in our own strength. We're not going to be able to find the answers in our own abilities. We're not going to be able to find the answers within these four walls just because we're here. But the answer to the deepest problems of our spirit are going to be found in Jesus Christ. So I have good news to share tonight. We live in a world we hear a lot of bad news. Hear a lot of things, devastating news. Things that bring heaviness of spirit. But I want to share some simple good news with you all tonight, that we might be encouraged in the Lord. If you will turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 1. Verse 45. "Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." He came with some good news. He said, "We have found the one that Moses wrote about. We found the one that the prophets foretold, the one they wrote about and talked about with great anticipation." And Philip came and said, "We found him." So Nathanael said unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" In other words, "I'm not quite sure about this." Do you know tonight people can listen to this simple gospel message that's in the Word of God and they can question it. Is this really true? But do you know that this congregation is full of people tonight that can testify that this gospel is true? This gospel works, and I am so glad tonight that I have found the Messiah. I'm thankful that I found Jesus is everything that the Bible said, and you know it's even more. Because it's one thing to read about it, and it's one thing to see it in other people's lives, but it is something else tonight to experience the reality of Jesus Christ working personally in our life. Now there may be some here tonight that wonder, what is this meeting all about? What is the Church of God all about? It's about something very simple tonight. It's about Jesus. Do you believe that? It's about Jesus Christ. Well, he said, "We found it." Nathanael said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said unto him, he gave him a challenge. He said, "Come and see." In other words, you don't have to take my word for it tonight. We live in a very skeptical age. We live in an age that people are questioning everything. You could talk about the color of the sky right now, and there would be people that would question you and want to argue with you about the color of the sky or the color of the grass. But do you know that I am confident enough in the Messiah tonight that we can, all of us, with assurance say, you don't have to take our word for it. Just come and see. There's another scripture that says, taste and see that what? That the Lord is good. You try it for yourself. Now, he's here tonight. Had someone at our house the other day, and there was a bowl of cream corn on the table. And I noticed he just quietly passed it and didn't take any. And I thought, I'm not going to let him get away with this. I'm going to say, do you like cream corn? Have some cream corn. And he said, well, I don't really like it. And I said, have you tried it? No. So we'll tell you what, why don't, this is good cream corn. Why don't you at least try it? And he tried it and he still didn't like it. But do you know with the Lord, if you really get an experience with the Lord tonight, you're going to find it's good. And people may say, why do you live this way? You don't do this, and you don't... No, I do what I want to tonight because I found something that satisfied my soul. I found the promise. The one that was foretold about. I found there is a reality in a relationship with the Lord. It gives me reason to get up. Do we still have hard times in life? Yes, we do. Are there still difficulties in life? Yes, there are. Do we still have temptations? Yes, we do. But there is a promise tonight. Personified in Jesus, the Son of the living God. And through the power of Jesus Christ, I have found a friend. I have found a Savior. I have found a healer. I have found someone that is there to comfort me and wipe my tears away. And then after a while, he says, okay, it's time to get up now. I found a faithful friend in Jesus Christ. Come and see. And then we read on and you see where Jesus and Nathanael begin to talk. And there's so much here. But we find after just a little visit, not very long, Nathanael, verse 49, he answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. You are the one that was promised us. You are the one that we have read about. I am convinced of it. And Jesus began to talk to him and let Nathanael know, you stay with me and you're going to see greater things. You're going to see greater things. This is what Paul talked about over in Acts in the 13th chapter. Acts chapter 13, verse 32. Thank the Lord for His Word tonight. Chapter 13, verse 32. He said, we declare unto you good tidings. In other words, good news. We don't have to be despondent tonight. I know that all of us have difficulties. I know that when we go home from this meeting, you're going to have some of the same issues that you left. You're going to have some of the same struggles. But folks, when we come in contact with the promised one, it's going to bring about a change in our life. And it may not change my circumstances, but when you come in contact with Jesus, it brings about a change inside of me and inside of you. And so here the writer said, we declare unto you. You know, he wasn't being timid in what he was doing. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we get a little bit timid about this. Well, you know, that the Lord's been good to me and you ought to try it. He said, we declare unto you. Because he had found it worked. He had confidence in what he was preaching about. And he said, we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as also it is written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. In a time of darkness, in a time of hopelessness, in a time of lost courage, in a time of spiritual confusion, in a time of addiction to the things of this world, the glad tidings are that Jesus Christ shed His blood for our redemption tonight. He shed His blood that we might have life. He died on the cross and He rose again and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That was the promise of the Father. And with Jesus Christ, there came a lot of benefits in claiming the promise, in accepting in faith tonight what Jesus Christ can do in our lives. There's a promise tonight for you. You believe that? If tonight you are in a place that seems like that nothing's ever going to change, there's a promise for you. If you're in a place tonight that you have tried to serve the Lord and you found yourself in a place of repeated failure, there's a promise for you. If tonight you are in sin and there's no way out, you know there's not any way out. except through Jesus Christ. And there is a promise for all of us. I get excited about it. It makes my heart happy tonight because I know we come from different places tonight. And I know, and I look out over this audience, and I know that there are many secret tears at night. But I've been there. I've been in places that it seemed like that it was so dark. But you know, there was a promise. There's a promise that Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I know I've shared a little bit. I'm just going to mention it briefly. 2 or 3 years ago, I was very close to having a nervous breakdown. Those are things we don't talk a lot about, isn't it? My mind would not shut off. And it caught up with me. It was the promise of the Lord that kept me from going over an edge. And it was the promise of the Lord when He came in some very dark nights and He said, you are my child. It was a lifeline. And it kept me. Do you know tonight that whatever things that you face in life, there is a lifeline for you in Jesus Christ. And we can look to people and we can look to groups. You know, when they came to Nathanael and said, we found the Messiah. We found the promised one. He wasn't coming with a message saying, we found another sect of the Pharisees and I think this one's going to satisfy. Because you're not going to find the things of man bringing about divine miracle in the soul. But it is Jesus Christ alone that has the ability to save us from our sin. It is in Jesus Christ alone tonight that has the ability to come in and do for me what I could not do for myself. It's found in the promised one. So Lord, tonight, help us to lay hold and claim the promises that have been given to us in your word. We're not going to take the time to read, but I want to point us back to in the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Brother Ed told us this morning, he talked about the covenant that came out of that. But I want to remind us of what God told the serpent. What God told Satan in the garden after Adam and Eve sinned. He told him in the latter part, in the 3rd chapter, the 15th verse, he was talking to the enemy, and he said, I'm going to put enmity between thy seed and her seed. Talking about Eve. And he went on to say, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That was a curse, and it was a prophecy. It was a promise of something that was going to happen in the future. That from the seed of a woman, there is going to come someone. There's going to come someone that is going to stand as a victor with his heel on your head. Talking to Satan. Do you know that prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus Christ? When the disciples were sent out, the 70 were sent out and they came back and they were rejoicing. And they said, even the devils are subject unto us. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He was not talking about Satan falling out of the celestial heavens. But until the time of Christ, Satan had power and preeminence in people's lives. And there was no ability to live without the bondage of sin. There was forgiveness through the blood sacrifice of the bulls and the goats, but there was no perfect atonement. But when Jesus Christ came, He was saying the promise that was given to the devil, to Satan himself in the garden, I've seen this fulfilled, that even the devils are subject unto us through the name and the power of Jesus Christ. Tonight, there is no power that is stronger than the power of Jesus Christ. There is nothing about your genetic predisposition that can keep you out of heaven, thank God. Say, well, that's the way I am, I can't change it. If it's something, a moral violation that's going to keep you out of heaven, there is power tonight through Jesus Christ to enable you, through His shed blood, to put your heel on the head of Satan tonight and claim victory. I still believe this. Because it's still working. I have never seen a greater fulfillment. As when, and I've shared a little bit, but as when I was in Pakistan a few years ago, And there were people, many people that were possessed with devils. There were people, there were young girls having in convulsions. And their parents said they're devil possessed and they've been like this. There were people that were drug up to the front in almost a semi-unconscious state, possessed with the devil. And I saw the power that was in the name of Jesus Christ manifested. I saw the devils cast out through the power of the name of Jesus. It was not through any righteousness of our own. It was not through anything that any of us had done, but Jesus Christ was revealing Himself to a people that did not believe in Him as the Son of God. And God was manifesting and exalting His Son, casting out the power of Satan. Tonight, there is that same power tonight for all of us. If there is a place that the devil has you bound, there is a promise through Jesus Christ that you can be set free from the things that hold you in bondage. Jesus stood up, recorded in the fourth chapter of Luke. Jesus stood up in the first message He preached. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind," those that can't see, those that are in confusion, those that are so perplexed and they don't know which way to go. Do you know that you can claim a promise in Jesus tonight? That the Lord can open up your spiritual eyes and your spiritual understanding, that you can know the way that God wants you to go. Like to talk a little bit more about Jesus. In the fifth chapter of Mark, we read, and by for sake of time, we're going to summarize just a little bit. Thank you. The fifth chapter of Mark, we find record of Jesus coming to a man that was possessed with many devils. His name was Legion. And the chains could not bind him. He was naked. He was out of his mind because he was under the power and the influence of the enemy. Do you know when Jesus came and saw that man that things started changing? You say, "Where is my hope?" Jesus can bring a change tonight. Jesus cast out those spirits. It said He had an unclean spirit. We are living in a society that is full of unclean spirits. And it's taking hold of people. It's more than just, "I committed a transgression." It goes beyond that. A spirit is something. You start opening up doors, you're dabbling with the spirit world, folks. You start messing with the uncleanness and immorality that is in our society. You are playing with spirits tonight. There is a deliverance from the power of spirits tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. There was an unclean spirit that got hold of Him. When you have an unclean spirit, you will find that you are not in control anymore. You will find yourself in a place wanting to do differently, but not having the ability to do it because something else has hold in your life. We say, "I've tried and tried and tried again." Declare unto us good tidings tonight. Jesus has not lost any of His power. And Jesus, when He comes by our way, if there is some uncleanness, if there is a power at work in your life tonight, in the name of Jesus, He can cast out that spirit that you could be in your right mind. We find the people there, they looked on and they found that man that had been without clothes. You notice what's happening in our society today? One of the first things God did to Adam and Eve when they sinned, He's put clothes on them. Here we find record of a man that was possessed with an unclean spirit and he didn't have his clothes on. And when Jesus delivered him, that one of the first things the people found him in his right mind and he was clothed. You say, "What are we working talking about in our society?" Folks, when Jesus Christ comes in, the devil has to go out. You say, well, but there's this war going on. There is, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is power tonight for us to live godly in this present evil generation. And we can't do it in ourselves. And we can't do it because of our godly heritage. We can't do it because of our lineage. Well, do you know who my great-grandfather was? And do you know what I've done for God? And do you know where I... Those things aren't going to matter. What matters is that Jesus Christ has come on the scene. And he's the one that's going to make a difference. So we can come to Monarch bound by spirits and we can leave bound by spirits. Unless we come and claim a promise in Jesus Christ that there is something that is greater than myself that I can find in Christ. The promised one. You read on in the 5th chapter of Matthew, we find that's where is recorded the woman that had the issue of blood. That she had suffered for 12 years. She'd suffered at the hand of many physicians. And she'd spent all of her money. Do you know Jesus did never condemn the lady for that? She was searching for something. She was looking for something. But she wasn't finding the answer. And I wonder how often even those of us that have heard this wonderful gospel, how many times and how much time we waste in searching and looking and going to this one and that one and over here and over there and... The answer, folks, is still going to be found in Jesus Christ. The scripture says, when she heard of Jesus, what did she hear? I wonder what she heard. I think she heard of the promise. This Messiah that was going to come. She had heard about some of the miracles of Jesus. She had faith. Because she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Folks, that lady had some faith. She believed in the promise. Tonight, it is not enough to hear about Jesus. It is not enough to see what he has done in other people's lives. Folks, we need to believe tonight in the promise of Jesus for my life. Because what the devil is trying to do is to erode our faith tonight. The enemy is trying to erode our confidence that we can live a holy life. He's trying to erode our confidence because of this question and that question and what this one said and what that one's doing it. And we just need to stop our ears and say, life, life, eternal life, and get in contact with Jesus. I'll tell you, when you get in contact with the Lord, it'll steady you. It'll calm down when someone's pushing and someone else is pulling. Do you know it is through the promise of the Messiah that will keep us steady and stable and consistent because we've got touch with a power that's greater than us. And so she reached out and she touched Jesus. And he felt the virtue flow out of him. And he turned and began to address that woman. He said, who touched my clothes? In verse 34 of that chapter, he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith, you reached out and you claimed the promise that you'd heard about. And you touched him. Your faith. Folks, it's not anything that we do in and of ourselves that gets the divine power of God working. Our job is, though, to believe in what God can do. And if you believe tonight, there is nothing that is impossible with God. With man, there are things that are impossible. There are situations, there are strongholds, there are messes that people make in their life that I don't have all of the answers, but I can point you to one that does. I can point you to one tonight that can come in and minister to the very depth of your spirit, to your questions, to your confusion, to the lacks in your life, the things, your perpetual failures. There is a God, there is a promise tonight that can change that in your life. And it's in Jesus Christ. And then you read on in this and you find that Jairus, who was a ruler in the synagogue, had come to Jesus and he said, my daughter's sick. She's fixing to die. She's near to death. Would you come? I know that you can heal her. Would you come? And you know, Jesus, he... sometimes took his time. Because he wanted people to see the real power of God. Well, the news came, and it appeared that it was too late. They said, "Don't bother the master, she's dead now." Have you ever felt like it was too late? Maybe you've been there. Maybe you're carrying a burden for some loved ones that you look at their life, and you look at the mess. You look how tied up in sin they are, and it seems like, Lord, if you would have got hold of them just a little bit sooner. But you know, it's not too late tonight because of the promise of a Savior that is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus went and he brought that little girl to life. He said, "She's just sleeping," and people kind of looked at him strangely. What are you talking about? And he took the damsel, and he lifted her up, and she lived. Do you know that Jesus is still in the business of taking those that are dead and bringing them back to life? Tonight, there are people. This isn't a judgment. There are people that have known this truth year after year after year. And on the outside, and then based on maybe just an outward testimony, everybody thinks everything is going pretty good for us. But all the time inside, there's no life. It's just death. There's nothing living. There's no fervency. There's no zeal. There's no power. And you know, it kind of hurts when you come and you see people really being blessed in the Lord, because there's this secret craving that I want that. Do you know tonight that you can have it? You can claim the promise, because this is what Jesus came to do. This is why Jesus came. And when I think about how Peter and John, when they walked by the temple and there was a lame man that was there and he was begging, asking of alms. And Peter said, "Look on us." And he looked up expecting to receive something. You remember what Peter said? "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk." And he took his hand, and the man didn't have to learn to walk. He got up leaping and jumping and shouting. Folks, what that shows us is that Jesus had not lost any of his power. Jesus was already in heaven. He was already on the right hand of the throne of God, but he was still working in his people. He was still reaching out to those that did not have the ability to make a change in their life. And so the people looked on Peter and John in awe. What would y'all think tonight if there was someone here that just anywhere they went, they could just lay their hands on you and everybody was healed? Think, wow. They looked on Peter, we say, "Come my way." They looked on Peter and John in awe. And do you remember what Peter told them? He said, "Don't look on us as if it were by our own holiness." It wasn't anything we did, but it was by faith in the name of Jesus. Folks, they had claimed the promise of God that there is power in Jesus. The scripture says, "The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force." Sometimes I'm about convinced that we are too timid sometimes when we are seeking God for deliverance. There are some things in physical healings, it's not always God's will to divinely heal us. But it is always God's will to set us free from the power of sin. It is always God's will to come in and bring comfort to your hurting spirit. It is always God's will to come when you are lonely and you feel like you're confused. It is always God's will to come by your way and put his arms around you and let you know, "I love you and I care for you and I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you." Lord, help us not to be so timid then, and let's begin to kind of petition. No, we find that God came on the scene when people started believing in the power of the name of Jesus. And when we pray, too many times, this is kind of a conclusion. "Brother Michael, you didn't pray that way tonight." But you notice, I noticed when he was praying, multiple times he called on the name of Jesus. And it is because that is where the power is tonight. It's not in our righteousness. It's not because I did everything just right. It's because I got my faith off of what I could do on the one that was promised to me. And that's where my faith and confidence is tonight. You need the Lord to do something in your life. Get your eyes on Jesus and forsake all the things that you think and just come and say, Lord, I'm going to touch your throne and I believe in you. God is still working today. And Scripture says without faith it is what? Say that again. It's what? Impossible. It's impossible. Without faith it is impossible to please Him. But he that cometh to God. Now this is instruction on how we need to come to God with all of our needs. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Lord, I'm going to claim the promise now. I've been coming down to the altar year after year. There's a promise tonight that you can claim. There's a place in Jesus tonight that He can come and save you and will keep you until next monarch. I believe that tonight. And it's not because I believe in my ability or it's not because I believe in your willpower. It's because I believe in the power of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank God for the power in Jesus. Think about when Paul was set out, the Lord delivered him out of prison. And the jailer was afraid. And the jailer was afraid and they began to cry out. Then they asked him, they said, sirs, what must we do to be saved? What do we need to do to be saved? Folks, there is still a cry from the world. They don't know where the answer is, but people are looking for answers. What must we do to be saved? And Paul said, believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He wasn't talking about believing like the devils believe, because you know the devils believe in Jesus as well today. But believe to the point that you are willing to place yourself in the hands of God and say, Lord, I believe in your love, I believe in your salvation, and I believe that you will do this in my life, and it is God's will tonight. Peter was preaching in the second chapter. The people were convicted in their heart, and they asked a very similar question. And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost for the promise. The promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are afar off. Folks, do you know that reaches to each and every one of us tonight, wherever we are? There is a promise that has been extended down through the generations to minister to the hurting souls and hearts of mankind. The Lord is still taking the life that is dirty with sin, and there's a promise that He will still clean us up. The Lord's still in the cleaning business. The Lord is still in the forgiving business. The scripture in the Old Testament says that God would remove our transgressions. It said, as far as the east is from the west, for He hath removed our transgressions from us. Folks, there's a promise tonight. You don't have to live bound to what you did yesterday. The Lord will do something new in your life. That is a promise from God. I will do a new thing in your life that will enable you to go from here and not go back to the things that you were bound to. We don't have to go back. We can start moving forward. There's a promise that was given to whosoever will. Whosoever will, let him come. Come and claim the promise. Whoever has a need. Whoever has a problem, what about backsliding? You know, we live in a generation that I don't hear of people backsliding very much amongst the camp of the saints. I see people backsliding, but very rarely does someone say, yes, I backslid. Their answer is, I just see it differently. I just don't see it the same way anymore. Folks, there's a place tonight that the Lord can heal. He can bring restoration tonight. The Lord can take what is broken, and we don't have to act like it's all okay. We can bring our brokenness. We can bring our failure. We can bring our sin. We can bring what everybody thinks about us and just bring it to the Lord, and He will heal and He will bind up. He said, I'll heal you of your backsliding. Folks, that's a promise tonight. And it was found in the embodiment of Jesus Christ. Heal your backsliding. If any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. It says old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Folks, if any man be in the promise, if any man be in Christ tonight, he can make a new creature out of you. What about peace? You know, Jesus is the one that brought peace to this world. Jesus said, peace, I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, that is a promise tonight for those that are struggling, have not been at rest in their spirit, that we can claim a promise tonight in Jesus Christ. That, Lord, I'm not at peace in my spirit. Maybe I don't understand why, but there is something. Lord is reaching out His hand tonight to minister peace. Amen. I am come that they might have, now this is the promise, I am come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Folks, do we still believe that tonight? Amen. Do you know that this is not, this meeting here tonight is more than just tradition. It's more than, I'm not here tonight because I'm just wanting to perpetuate something that was last year. We're here tonight because there is still a reality in the power of Jesus Christ. And it's a time to come and still have opportunity to claim the promise for my life and your life that we can go out equipped to serve God in this evil world. So how's your life tonight? Do you have abundant life? Do you have the fire of God in your spirit? Or are you just kind of making along? There's a promise tonight that you can lay hold of. I know it's God's will for you to have abundant life tonight. So Lord, increase our faith. To believe that the Lord Jesus has this for me. And how can we end without speaking of the promise of the Spirit of God? Jesus told His disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. But He spoke about the promise of the Father. You'd receive the promise of the Father. Do you know that the Holy Spirit only came because of Jesus Christ? Because John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water. Is what John the Baptist said, but he said, he, speaking of Christ, shall baptize you with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to do a complete work. And if there are places in your life that you've been forgiven of your sin, but you're struggling tonight, and there's just a need for something more, it's not complicated tonight. Jesus sent His Spirit to give you power. To give you power to say no to self. To give you power to say no to the world and give you power to say yes to the Lord. Yes, we're still tempted. Yes, we still struggle. But now I've laid claim to the promise. And Jesus also told His disciples, He said, if a son is hungry and he come to his father and he asks for bread, He said, is the father can give him a stone? He said, no. Jesus said, how much more does the Father want to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit? So it's a gift. You know, if there's a gift waiting, if you all heard there was a gift waiting you of $100,000 at Walmart tonight, would you go claim your gift? I've got a need. I'm going to Walmart and I'm going to claim my gift. Do you know there's something a whole lot better than a gift of $100,000 tonight? I found the Messiah. I found the promise of the Holy Spirit to be a reality in my life. That when I'm struggling with Michael, there is a power within that enables us to do what the Bible teaches. Can't do that by myself. Oh, folks, let's lay claim of the promises of God. And you know, I could just, when the Lord began giving me this message, I had a vision, frankly, I had a vision of Brother Leslie preaching it. And I can't preach it like Brother Leslie. But I could just see Brother Leslie with that smile on his face, saying all the promises of God, and just taking us through the scripture, sharing the promises of God. We have a wonderful blessing tonight. There is no need for us to live short of the fullness of his promises. There's no need for us to fall short of it. There is a land, and we're going to bring this to a close here shortly in Hebrews chapter 4. I'd like to read a passage of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, in the first verse, he said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise, let us fear, let's be on guard, lest a promise being left us, as of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In other words, the gospel was shared. The promise was before them, but they didn't believe in the promise. He was talking about the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness, wandering year after year, and they did not, many of them never got to the promised land because of their unbelief. Tonight, the Lord wants us to lay hold of the promise. We found it tonight. It's a reality. To the unsaved, there's a promise for you. There's a promise of forgiveness. To those that are dead inside, there is a promise of spiritual life tonight. And we don't need to be timid. Let us come boldly or with assurance to the throne of grace that we may find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Folks, we can come with assurance tonight because it's been promised. So Lord, help us to believe. And this is the reason why when Caleb came into Canaan land, do you remember what he was asking for? He was asking for the mountain that still had a lot of giants on it. Do you know, in life, in our spiritual journey, we still have giants? But Caleb said, give me that mountain. Give me this mountain. Where did he was an old man. Where was he getting this energy? Where was he getting this faith and ability to say, I want that mountain? Because God had promised him that mountain. And God had promised them that every place that the sole of your foot treads on, I'm going to give that to you. Tonight, if there is a promise and you're looking at it thinking, I would like to have that kind of experience, but I don't know how to get there, I want to encourage you to say, Lord, tonight I'm going to come and I'm going to claim the mountain. Not by my ability, not by my willpower, but I'm coming in the name of Jesus Christ and I'm going to lay hold onto what God can do for me. Folks, God has some mountains to give tonight. God has some deliverances. God wants to set some folks free. He wants to give some life. And he wants to give some power. But we need to lay hold on the promises and claim it. In closing, you can also turn and read on your own time. Leave in the 10th chapter of Mark. Remember, we read about blind Bartimaeus sitting alongside the road. And he heard something going on down the road. He heard some confusion. He heard a loud noise. He heard a lot of people. And I think he probably began to inquire, what's going on? I don't understand. I can't see. What's happening? And someone told him, Jesus is coming down the road. And you know, Bartimaeus knew about a promise. He had heard about the power of Jesus. And he began to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on us. You know, there are those people who are telling them to kind of just keep or just be quiet. Don't bother the master. Don't disturb things. Oh, folks, tonight I want to encourage you to come and disturb Jesus. I want to encourage you to come with those things that you've heard about and come and ask the Lord to give it to you tonight. He began to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on us. And there were those that tried to get him, and it said he just cried out the louder. Because he knew of the promise, and he wanted to lay hold on it. He didn't want to fall short of the fullness of what he could get. And you know, Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped, and he asked him a question. What will thou that I do unto you? Oh, what would you say to the Lord if he were here in the flesh tonight and he just went through these aisles and he said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do? I want the fullness. I want the fullness of the promise. I've been living less and I know there's more because you told me there was more. And I found it true. I saw in Jesus Christ. I believe in the power of Jesus. Yes, I may doubt my own ability tonight, and I do. I doubt my willpower to keep me from sinning. I doubt my ability to have grace and love and patience and humility. I doubt that. I doubt that I have what it takes tonight to gain eternal life. But I do not doubt the power of Jesus Christ. I don't doubt that tonight. So Lord, help me to claim the promise to do in my life that we can with assurance say, by the blood of Jesus, by his power, I'm saved. By the promise of the Father, I have the Holy Spirit. And by his grace, I'm going to attain the promise of eternal life. So what will that I should do unto you? He said, Lord, that I would receive my sight. Oh, Lord, I want to see. I've been blinded. I've been confused. And Jesus said, son, in other words, I love you. There's no criticism for being blind.
That's right.
No criticism for being confused.
That's right.
No criticism for what you did in the past.
Right.
Son, thy faith hath made thee whole. Your belief in what I can do for you, the work is done. So what wilt thou tonight, what wilt thou have the Son of the living God do for you in your life? Folks, let's lay hold and claim the promises. May God bless you.